Sports choir here at Georgia Tech Volleyball. Well, Coach, we'll go over last weekend. You were 2-1 at the Coastal Carolina tournament. What did you take from that event preparing for ACC play?
Definitely a good tournament. I mean, Coastal had, you know, a lot of strengths that we hadn't seen in some of the other teams that we played. And just being able to adapt from that Friday to Saturday and be able to get a win out there. You know, a good win for us, a good team that we faced, and just being able to make those adjustments with not too much time to work on it. I thought that you know, that spoke volumes for our team.
That last match, 3-2, you're down multiple times, down 2-1 in sets, and even I think some points in the fifth set. Mm-hmm. What did the team show you with that comeback effort just during the contest?
I think in that match we just really played with a lot of confidence. There wasn't really any doubt that we were going to lose that match, you know, which I think that was very, it was something new for this team, just playing with knowing that, hey, it's okay. Like, we're going to get things going, we're going to adjust, and we're going to execute, and we're going to do the things we need to do to win. So we just mainly stayed resilient. We were able to make some changes and kind of get in the flow with some of the lineups and things that we did, and put them in a little more pressure with their serve receive, and we were able to come out with the win.
You always talk about having a balanced attack, but it seemed like in that contest, Tegan Van Guns with 26 kills.
Yeah.
Not just a situation where she was really your main offensive force that day, so you just wanted to really go with her.
I mean, she was executing really well against them, so I mean, there was really not a reason why not to go to her. She was getting it done, so it's good.
Good coaching there.
Yeah, exactly.
And Ashley Askin had 9 kills. You're able to incorporate her, mm-hmm. I think, into your offensive rotation. How do you think she performed?
Very well. She definitely stepped up and, you know, kind of picked up the slack a little bit on that side, and it was able to take a little bit of pressure off some of our other hitters and, you know, open some things up, even for Tegan, you know, and give her some better looks to swing at. And that's always the important thing is, you know, Ashley has stepped up a couple times this season where she came from the bench and she really made a difference. And this was one more time she got it done.
And one more thing for that match, Rebecca Martin had a double-double as well. I talked to Gabby Benda as well. You talked about that 60, last time we talked about 60 rotation. Mm-hmm. And Rebecca also is a big part of that as well.
Yep.
Just her contributions to the team, just elaborate on
for
her.
For sure. I think everybody on our team, I mean, they're really understanding the concept of team and that it takes every one of us to make it better. One of the things we talked about in that Coastal match was that we were, you know, there were moments where we're really struggling and things were really going our way, and we said, hey, we got to do better for each other. So setters, bust your butt, get to the ball, make your passers look better. Passers, you know, work hard, make your setters look better. Hitters, work hard, make your setters look better. So do it for each other, help each other out, so that it looks better for you, because you're working harder to make it easier for someone else. And so I think that they really bought into that, and we were able to play a little more as a group, and really just kind of come out of that funk. I mean, we had moments where we were passing really well, where just our setters weren't connecting so well. And when we kind of shift the mentality and said, hey, we got to do this for each other, I think that helped a lot.
Now you go on a road for the open ACC play. Last year, road had some difficulties in conference play. Just before we get to specifically those matchups, what's the approach of the team just heading on outside of this building during these ACC contests?
I mean, we definitely proven in this preseason that we can win on the road. You know, I think that was one of the main reasons why we are on the road so much. I think that every year we have gotten better in playing on the road. It's still nothing is like O'Keefe, so I mean, that's kind of what's your biggest strength is also what can be your biggest weakness, you know, because we just feed off the energy so much from here, and we play in a lot of places where they don't have that. Even if it's against you, it's still good energy, you know, and so they don't have that, and it's hard. But I think that we have made a point in understanding that, you know, if we want to do the things that we want to do this year, that we have to be a team that's competing well on the road. And we bought into that, and I think we have had so far competed well on the road. So we're hoping to make sure that we're carrying that over.
Good. In Pittsburgh, you start off there 9-3 right now. They had a good preseason. as well. Looks like they have a balanced attack, 3 players with more than 100 kills. Just defending them, what are some things you're going to have to work on in that regard?
We're going to have to serve them tough. I think they run a balanced offense. They have some good offensive weapons. I think very similar to our team. You know, they're right there in opponent hitting percentages as well, and we're similar with our offensive numbers. And I mean, we played a couple, like they lost to Coastal, we beat Coastal, they beat Michigan, we lost to Michigan. So we played a couple teams in common, and I think that the level was pretty similar. So we definitely know that they're a good team, they're going to be excited to get started the season on their home court. And we know how important that match is for both teams. I think that it's going to be a pretty fun match on Friday night.
You mentioned a hitting percentage. They're holding a hitting percentage, I think, the 161, their opponents. Mm-hmm. So defensively, they've been performing
right.
as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, they're blocking well. They're again, defensively and serving. I think that they're a really good serving team. And so they have held teams to low hitting percentages. And that's what we have done well as well. So it'll be interesting to see who comes up with the better offensive match that night.
And then the second one is Virginia Tech.
Uh-huh.
And they have a losing record in non-conference play, but they've given you trouble as well, especially
yeah.
heading over there. I know you probably looked at Pittsburgh a little bit more than Virginia Tech, but what are you going to have to accomplish to get in that contest?
Yeah, I mean, I think both teams, and the Sunday match is always harder because we try not to prepare for that Sunday match until that Saturday. And so we're really, right now, our main focus is Pittsburgh. We're watching video on them. We're trying to get ready for that Friday match and then cross over and shift the momentum over to Virginia Tech. But very good team. I mean, the past 2 years, I mean, we split with them on the road. We lost 1 year, won it last year. Excuse me. But it's always a good team to play on the road. They're very emotional. They got a good leader out of Lindsay Owen, and she definitely carries their offense, has been carrying their offense for a while. So we by no means overlook them. I think that they're going to be just as hard as Pittsburgh and any other team in our conference.
And lastly, are you excited to be in ACC play, travel to all these tournaments to different locations? Is the team anticipating to finally be in conference play right
For
now?
Sure. I mean, I think that we have worked hard to put ourselves in a position to come into conference season. Just confident in what we can do this year, how we need to play. We're excited about the competitive level of the ACC, and we're excited to see how we respond, having to show up day in and day out in our conference, in every competition that we face. So, it's a fun environment. I think that we prepared ourselves really well. We have faced opponents with a lot of different strengths and weaknesses, and just like our conference will be, and so I think that we're ready for it.